Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At a Super Bowl party I was at the other day, this guy was talking about a couple he knows. They only sleep together on the weekends. Sunday through Thursday, they sleep in separate bedrooms.
Oh, you mean that kind of sleep? Oh,
but
okay.
On Friday and Saturday, those are the two nights a week that they sleep together. And it's a way to kickstart a stagnant marriage, they say.
Huh.
So Sunday through Thursday, they have separate bedrooms, and then on the weekend, they sleep together.
Was this person TJ?
Oh, no. No, no. I would never do that.
So
unless they plan on being together,
yeah.
They don't sleep in the same bed.
Every week, it's the same pattern. Yeah.
Huh.
And they did that to save or to spice it up?
It seemed kind of sad at first, but then it kind of makes sense a little bit. Yeah.
How? I don't know.
They get excited about being together that way.
Like a date.
Yeah.
You know what's coming.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, so many people, you know, you think about it. People go to bed at night. They just lie there on their devices. They're on the, you know, they're on Instagram, whatever, and you just sort of doze off.
I know some couples that don't sleep together on the overwhelmingly.
Yeah.
And I know, like, apnea is at play, maybe the Jimmy legs or something. Like, one half of the couple can't get good rest because of... I've heard of instances like that splitting people up. And, you know, just going back to the olden times when it was kind of common, I always thought that couple slept in separate beds, like, in the 50s because they didn't believe in divorce as much back then. And so they hated
just
each
separated
other,
and they just under the
yeah,
same roof.
Yeah. Instead of splitting up, they just divorced in their own home.
Hey, whatever works for you. If it was getting mundane and boring, and one night was turning into the next, of him watching like CSI or whatever.
Yeah.
First thing you should do is take the TV out of the bedroom.
Good point. There should not be a TV in the bedroom.
Makes me crazy.
But it was funny because this guy who was telling me, I said, is it you? He goes, oh, no, it's not us. It's friends of ours.
Oh.
But they
God, I couldn't handle that pressure.
The weekend pressure?
Yeah, knowing that I was going to have to, right. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, the weekend's coming.
A few minutes ago, House was telling us about some friends that disclosed they slept in separate rooms 5 nights a week and joined each other in the marriage bed.
On weekends.
What am Lord. I, a Victorian?
Marriage bed. In the bed of marriage.
Well, I know
Won't you come to my chamber with me?
I was just trying. I know there's people have kids that are listening, and I didn't want to be gratuitous, so I'm sorry. It was, it was very easy for me to want to make fun of that, but I'm such a loser. I don't have a leg to stand on. Remember yesterday how I was telling you, it hurts me that my new puppy won't let me love her.
Yeah.
There's no affection with this puppy. She will not sit in my lap. The petting is minimal. She, like, when I get home from work and let her out of the crate, she runs straight to Dolly.
Yeah.
And it wants nothing. It's like I'm not even there.
I feel like, you know, and I've thought about this since you brought it up. Because at first... I felt sad for you, but now I'm like, you know, you just got to be patient. You can't make her. What's the song?
I can't make her love you.
Yeah, I can't make you love me if you don't.
But I did.
You made her love.
Well, I have an advantage over this dog. Number one, I'm 42 years old. This dog is 15 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
So I use my frontal lobe. I know that the little dog wants to do exactly what Dolly does.
Right.
So last night, watching the news.
Oh boy.
I got Dolly's big ass up on my
to sit with you?
Yeah, all 88 pounds of Dolly. I was like, come on, girl. She got up in my lap, and so I'm sitting there with 88 pounds of dog in my lap, and the little one just can't handle it. She wants a part of it.
Right.
And I just ignored her. And she was like, oh, I want that. I made her want it real bad. And then I finally was like, all right, Dolly, go. And
then Who manipulates a puppy?
She was up in my lap.
Total manipulation. And no means no, Jerry.
She was mine for about 20 to 27 minutes. It was just a great night last night.
Well, there you go.
We really bonded.
I could see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.